Recent wildfires in central and western Kansas were glaring reminders of just how dry it is out there. This is about the time of year that we usually see spring rains, but it hadn't happened yet, and we're coming out of a fairly dry winter. That's especially true in southwestern Kansas, where, after a couple of relatively wet years, the lack of snow and rain has led not just to fires, but blowing dust and talk of drought. That doesn't bode well for the state's rivers and streams. Over the past couple of years, Kansas water agencies held numerous public meetings about the state's water future. Priorities were identified, goals set. Through all that, there was little discussion about the lack of stream flow in many of the state's rivers and streams out west. The Arkansas River is the poster child for this phenomenon. Since about 1985, the river has generally been dry from Garden City to Great Bend. In many places, the riverbed is dry sand covered by tracks from four-wheelers, surrounded by dead or dying cottonwoods. And it's not just the Ark. Stretches of smaller streams in west-central and northwestern Kansas, like the Smoky Hill or the Solomon, and their tributaries, have either dried up or seen substantially reduced flows. Now, there's probably more than one reason for this reduction in stream flow. In the case of the Ark, Kansans like to blame Colorado for the lack of water, mostly based on memories from the 1980s and 1990s. That's when Kansas sued its western neighbor to get its fair share of river water. But that lawsuit was settled long ago. Colorado delivers the water as required. But after it reaches Kansas, much of the river is diverted for irrigation. And in other stretches of the Arkansas, wells near the river, in effect, lower the water table that might otherwise support stream flow. It's easy to point the finger at Colorado for the lack of flow, but the blame belongs to us. Lower groundwater levels also affect other streams out west, but that may not be the only contributing factor. Conservation measures, like terraces, keep water on the land longer, and that's good. But they also reduce the amount of water that runs off and might otherwise support stream flow. Other factors, like climate change, probably also play a role. Regardless of the cause, this lack of stream flow doesn't get much attention. It should. Surface water is rare out west. That's why rivers like the Ark, the Smoky, and the Solomon are so important. They supply water for vegetation that provides habitat for wildlife. And when there's less water in rivers out west, there's eventually less water to flow east. Every once in a while, we get enough rain that water flows briefly for a few miles in the Ark. People go down to the river to watch. It makes the local news. I guess that's a good thing, but you have to wonder a little about a place where people are surprised to see water in a river.